Hello, and welcome to my presentation about encrypting binary and relay logs in MySQL. So let's get started. My name is Matthias Krauwels. I have a bachelor's degree in computer science, and I've been working with MySQL for over 10 years now. I've been a Linux user and administrator for over 20 years. I currently work at Pythian as a principal consultant for the OSDB group, which means that I am the technical lead for the OSDB group. And I have one kid who's 8, almost 9 years old. His name is Leander. And we try to hang out a lot and do some cycling together and have fun. So something about the company that I work for. Pythian is a global services company that can help you with anything data related. We work both on-premise for on-premise applications or in the cloud. We are partnered with most of the major cloud vendors. We do managed services, consulting, design, migrations. Anything that you think in the data landscape, we can probably help you with. So agenda for today. So I'm going to give you, when we're talking about encrypting binary logs, we first want to make sure that we have all the security features lined up. So I'm going to give a quick intro about MySQL security features, then we're going to encrypt binary logs, and I'm going to talk about keyring plugins, and then we're going to give an example on how to decrypt the bin log file. So by default, MySQL has some security features as of 5.7, so 5.7 and 8.0. When you start MySQL on a fresh install, it will automatically generate your secure root password, which was not always the case in the past. In the past, you got a root user with an empty password, and a lot of users or a lot of installations remain insecure because of that. Now, when you start MySQL, you get a temporary password, which is written to the log file. So you can grab that password to log in, but by default this root user is also locked, so you must reset the password in order to be able to use the root user actually. The validate password plugin for generating secure passwords is enabled by default. In the latest versions of MySQL 8, it's changed to a new component functionality, but the principle remains the same. And then by default, SSL certificates are generated and used for all TCP connections that you make to the server. So when we're talking about encryption in MySQL, there's two major areas to talk about. The first one is encryption in flight. So what that means is that you want to encrypt all traffic that comes in and out your MySQL server, because that traffic can contain your data, and you want to keep that data secure so no one else can listen in on what you're sending to the server. So SSL is crucial for that. The self-signed certificates that MySQL generates, which you can see an example of on the bottom here, it's an auto-generated certificate authority and auto-generated server certificate, which is different for all the servers that you deploy. So what you want to do in practice is you probably don't want to use these default certificates. You want to generate your own. If your company has a certificate authority, a certification authority, then you probably want to use a certificate that they sign for you. If you don't, you can use an OpenCA, or you can set up something yourself, but something that you trust, because by default the connection is encrypted, but the identity of the server on the other side cannot be verified using these default certificates. Next to encryption in flight, there's also the encryption at rest, so when the data is stored on the server. And there's three major options here. So you could do at disk level, at database or at table level, or at application level. And let's go quickly into some details about these three options. So if you talk about encryption at disk level, then your encryption is done at the OS level. So you configure your operating system to encrypt the volume that you use to store your MySQL data directory. And this protects you against someone pulling out a disk from the server. Imagine you have a physical server, someone walks into the data center, pulls out the disk that holds your MySQL data. If you do not encrypt that disk, then they can plug that disk in anywhere they want, and they can do recovery, and they can still get your data. It's all or nothing, so you encrypt the entire volume, or you encrypt nothing. But once you get into the server, like with a user account, you could still copy the files to a non-encrypted volume and get away with the data like that. So if you would be able to access the system while the volume is mounted, then you could still see the data. The next option is encryption at the database or table level, and this is actually an option from in MySQL. It's available since 5.7, but only for InnoDB. So you can create a table engine InnoDB with encryption set to yes, and then the table gets created. If you try to do the same thing with MyIsym, for example, you get the error that this storage engine doesn't support encryption. Since 8.0.16, there's an option to enable table encryption by default. So it says global default table encryption on, then all your new tables will be encrypted. It won't encrypt existing tables, so you still have to alter those tables to get them encrypted. But it is an option for new tables. So if you set it on a new server and you start creating tables or loading data into it, they will be encrypted by default. Then encryption at application level. This is the most granular type of encryption. It's at the discretion of the developer. You can choose to encrypt one field or some fields, or you can use different keys for different fields. The data is encrypted before it's stored in the MySQL server. Sometimes you can use the encrypt functions that MySQL has, so you send the data still to the server in an AES encrypt function, and then the server encrypts the data for you and stores it into the table. That is an option, but only the application then knows which data was encrypted, so and how to decrypt it. So MySQL will not, well, if you do a select on that field without the decryption, you will just get the encrypted data, which is not probably what you're gonna want. So you have to ensure that you know how to decrypt the data before you start doing this. Then beyond table data encryption, so the things that we talked about right now, that's how to encrypt your data. But your data in the tables gets used on several other locations also. So there's a double write file in MySQL. And since 8.0.23, automatically the data that's written there for encrypted tablespace is also encrypted. Before it wasn't, so that was a place where you could still get plain text data. You can encrypt the system tablespaces since 8.0.16. You can do undo and redo log encryption since 8.0.0.1. So that was one of the first releases of one of the first features that was added to 8.0. That was still a development release, 8.0.1. And then since 8.0.14, you can enable binary log encryption. And this is what we're going to talk into some more depth about today. So when you want to encrypt your binary logs, how do you do it? It's very simple. You basically set global bin log encryption to on. And then all the bin logs that are being generated from then on will be encrypted. This will also flush your bin log, so you start creating a new one. So the old binary logs will still be unencrypted, but any new binary log entry that will be written will be encrypted. If you do it like this, set global, then obviously you need to also persist that in your comfy file. So in MySQL 8.0, you could do set persist. Or you can go edit your MyCNF file to add bin log encryption, so it also encrypts on the next startup of the server. Because if you don't do this, when you restart MySQL, the encryption will be turned off again because it's a dynamic variable. What you see here is you get an error when you try to do that if you don't have a key ring loaded. So for any encryption features that MySQL has, like table encryption and all those things, you need a key ring to store the encryption keys that MySQL will use. And so let's go check out how that what a keyring plugin is and how you can use them. So in MySQL Community Edition, there's only one keyring plugin available, and that's a keyring file. Whoops. This stores the keyring data in a file local to the server. So on the file system of this MySQL server, there will be a keyring file somewhere that will hold your encryption keys. This file itself is not encrypted, so it's a binary file, so you can't just cat it out and read it. But if you know how to how the format is, you can fairly easily get the encryption keys out of it. MySQL Enterprise Edition comes with a lot more plugins, but since this is an open source conference, we will not be covering most of this. So I'm just going to quickly run through the options there. So you have a keyring encrypted file there, which is similar to keyring file, but it encrypts that keyring file with a password. You can do OKV, so Oracle Key Vault plugin. You can do there's an AWS Key Management Service plugin. There's a HashiCorp Vault plugin, and there's an OCI Oracle Cloud Infrastructure Vault plugin. And Percona Server adds an open source plugin to use for HashiCorp Vault. How you dis how do you enable these key rings? It's very simple. You add the early plugin load with the plugin that you want to use to the MySQL D section of your MyCNF. It needs to be an early plugin load because it needs to be loaded before tables are being accessed or binary logs are trying to be accessed, because it needs the keys in the key ring to ensure that it can decrypt those things. Because if you don't specify a key ring or the correct key ring and you start your server with where there's encryption, then the server will refuse to start, saying, "Hey, I can't read this binary log file because it contains gibberish," or "I can't read this table because it's not the format that I expect." So it needs to be loaded before anything else. So that's why the early plugin load. And then you specify the file where you want to store your keyring. I think by default it creates this folder, so varlib-mysql-keyring. At least it did on my test installation. And then you can store it there to be able to use it. Then you restart MySQL, you connect to the server, and you do show plugins, and then you'll see that the keyring file plugin is active. So now we can do the command that failed earlier, so the bin log encryption set to on. And now it works, so great success. And if you do show binary logs on the server, you'll see that the first three bin logs, they were not encrypted, but now it has rotated and it's encrypting the bin log. Important to know is if you set bin log encryption, this will also automatically encrypt any relay logs that this server writes, but only on this server. So if you have a replica connecting to this server reading the encrypted bin log, which it can do because it connects logically to MySQL, and then MySQL knows how to decrypt the bin log. So it's not connecting to the file itself, it's connecting to the server. And so MySQL can send all the bin log events over to the replica, but if you don't set bin log encryption on all your replicas, then your replica will store the bin log entries in an unencrypted way in the relay logs. So it's important if you want your bin logs to be encrypted and secure to enable this on all the replicas, and also on the master. Even if your replicas don't have binary logging enabled, you still need to enable set the variable bin log encryption to on, so it starts encrypting your relay logs. That's an important thing to know. And then you can see if you want to use MySQL bin log tool to read this encrypted bin log file, you see you get the headers, and then it says error reading encrypted log files is directly is not supported. So, how can I use these binary logs now to find my transactions? Like, we had an example with one of our customers where they had a master failover and 21 transactions did not replicate to the replica yet. And so, we needed to get those transactions from the encrypted bin logs, but they were already, the server was already stopped and purged, and we did have the files, but we and the encryption keys, but we need to get them out. So how could we do that, or how do I use these bin logs now for point in time recovery if we want that? So on some googling was done by me, and I landed on this blog post by MySQL engineer Jao Gramacho. And how to manually decrypt one of the binary log files. He explains in great detail how the encryption is done and also provides a shell script to decrypt the bin log files. So let's try this out. So first of all, I did flush binary logs to make sure that this bin log in my example was no longer in use. The client that I talked about, it obviously was already no longer in use, but in this case I wanted to make sure that it wasn't. So I flushed my bin logs. I show that there was a new one created and also encrypted, so that was good. And then I copied that bin log file to my working directory, and I downloaded Hao's script also to my working directory. So decrypt-binlog.sh is the script that he provided, and localhost bin 004 is the one that I was that I wanted to decrypt as for this example. So I run the tool, and it says please specify the binary log file you want to decrypt. It gives me some output on how to do that. So let's specify the bin log file, and I get MySQL keyring. The keyring ID for this bin log is this one, MySQL replication key, and then some UID_1. Okay, so where can I get this key from so I can decrypt this file? So looking at performance schema, the key ID is still in my keyring. So how do I get it out? MySQL provides some general purpose keyring functions as user defined functions, and the reference manual has instructions on how to install these. Basically, these commands is what you run. And it creates a function, creates several functions, but it creates one function, keyring fetch, keyring key fetch. So that seems like a good candidate to get the key from my keyring. So I enter this key ID that the script from Huao gave me, and I get null. So I was like, hey, what? So I tried manually adding a key. So I did key generate. I got one. I did select from the performance schema keyring keys. I see my key, and I can select this key from the keyring. So that works, but I can't do that, it seems, for system keys. So I decided to do a new approach to get past this problem. So I used the keyring file plugin for this example, and it's storing the keyring file on the system in varlib mysql keyring/keyring. Looking there, that file exists. So let's copy this file also to our working directory so we can assess it. So the keyring itself is a binary file. You can't just read its contents. So if you try to cat it out, you get bin binary data gibberish. So maybe I just tried to provide the keyring file to Huao script, but also that didn't work. So I was like, what the heck? How can I proceed with this? And I needed this bin log for this example for my point in time recovery. So I started Googling again, and I found another blog post by Jesper Krog. And he was linking to Huao's original post, and he took the script one step further. So he wrote a Python script where he can specify the keyring file as a parameter, not just the key. To decrypt the binlog file. So this is the blog post that I'm talking about. Go check it out. It's a very cool post. So I downloaded JasperScript, which is a Python script, was written for Python 3.6. I installed all the dependencies like was described in the post, and then I was trying it out. So I now did Python 3.6 decrypt with the keyring that I had, and then the binlog file. It also says that this is the right key, and then it successfully decrypted the file. So it says now I have this file plain localhost bin 004. So let's check whether I can actually read this file now. And if I try MySQL binlog, now it can read the file. It can see that I created my database test. So great victory. Important to notice that JasperScript only works for keyring file plugin. And as I mentioned in the beginning also, the format version needs to be 2.0, which is the format since 8.0.14. If you use a different keyring plugin, you can use the keyring migration feature to create a copy of this keyring to the keyring file that it supports. But please note that keyring file is not a secure keyring format, so you should probably not use this in production. So I want to look at the keyring migration feature finally. I was trying to do this with the Percona keyring vault plugin, but I was hitting a bug for this example. So I'm still trying to figure out what the actual problem is. So I used the MySQL Enterprise keyring encrypted file plugin example to show this keyring migration feature. So the keyring encrypted file plugin takes also the file data location where it wants to store the keyring file, and it also takes a password to encrypt that file. So this password is going to be important. So on my enterprise server, the encryption is active, and so I wrote a keyring migration config file which contains only these three lines. So it uses user MySQL to start MySQL D, and it specifies the encrypted file data location, and it specifies the normal keyring file data location. So first I check if my my encrypted file is there. And then I use the MySQL D process with the defaults file to my migration config. I specify the encrypted file plugin as source and the normal keyring file plugin as destination, and I specify my password. And then my MySQL Enterprise example starts and it shuts down cleanly. And so if I then go check, I have my my decrypted keyring file. If I try to use the encrypted file, it fails like you would have expected, like Jasper's post says. But if I use this decrypted keyring file, it can successfully decrypt my binlog. And that's about it for this presentation. So, conclusion: encrypting binary logs is not very hard. You just need to set a keyring installed, and you set the binlog encryption setting to on, and MySQL does all the work for you. Selecting a secure keyring is harder. The only open source keyring that's secure is Percona's Keyring Vault plugin, which requires you to have a HashiCorp fault installation, and I was hitting some bug with the keyring migration feature, so I'll be investigating that more and possibly opening a bug report to Percona. When backing up your binary log files for point-in-time recovery, you need to ensure that you always copy the keyring that you use and whatever you need to decrypt your keyring. So if you use the keyring file, you just need the file. If you get the secure file, you also need the password. MySQL D can be used as a keyring migration tool, and Jasper's Python script is probably something that you want to add to your DBA toolbox. Thank you for watching, and if you have any questions, please reach out.